31.
Bloody.
So this is the Blue Collar Edition. Blue Collar Podcast.
Fucking know I do the job. Don't pay up, motherfucker. You get it. That's what this is.
All right, let's go.
You can't swear.
No, you can't, right? Hey, that other dude did the podcast. He cuts out all the swears. They demonetize him. He cut out even when I was saying, like, weed and everything, Justin. You know that?
Really?
If you want to be extra careful, you can get away with some shit.
All right.
Like the guy didn't pay, so I banged his girl type of shit.
So Stevie just did a small roof, small roof job out here in Braintree, and then the guy didn't want to fucking pay.
No, he didn't want to answer after.
Yeah,
him.
He didn't want to answer. You know, he's there all day, so that's why we're fucking late. Stevie's in there making time with his girl.
No, I wasn't making time with his girl. I don't know. She told me her life story. She told me her life story in a matter of fucking two sentences. So I was just like, oh, excuse me. I was just like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. Just, where's the roof? Show me the problem. We'll lay the pipe later on.
Looked like that. She didn't have much on. She had like a slip on, right?
She looked good, Tom.
She did. She was all right. She was definitely something I would say, throw it in.
Yeah, she could get it. She could get it, as we could say. I remember one time, an ex-girlfriend years ago, she showed me a picture of a friend, and I was just, like, sometimes I just speak without thinking, you know, like, no interlocutory, just boom.
No filter. And I go,
she can get it. And I remember she looked at me and goes, get what? And I said, whatever she wants. All right, today's guest is an old friend, you could say.
Yeah.
Steven Andre.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
A friend of me and Bundy's.
Can't complain.
I met Steve in
Bill Ricker. Right,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Ago,
yeah.
House of Correction.
Behind the wall, Bill Ricker House of Correction. Bundy, so where'd you meet Stevie?
I think in Bill Ricker too.
That was when it was all right there. Yep. Now it sucks there.
Yeah.
Now it's a bunch of idiots.
About 20 years ago.
It wasn't bad when we were there. We could go there and have a good time, make some laughs. They always say, why are you always smiling? This place sucks. I'd be like, what do you mean this place sucks? Make the best of it while we're here.
Yeah, we had a good time.
You guys were cellmates, right? Where were you cellmates? Were you cellmates
in the Max?
Shirley Max?
Barica. Hey, the Max.
It was all right.
The Max, Barica a couple times, I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. You know what I mean? He'd be on the top bunk, though. You know what I mean? You know how that goes.
Yeah.
I guess, Bunny, get up there. Come on.
I always tell a story. I remember going to a cell. I think he was cellmates with you, and I'm like, Bundy's, you know, rips open the fucking box of oatmeal, you know? And he's shaking out two packs. He rips it open. He dumps in the bowl. Two more. I'm like, how many packs of oatmeal you eat? He's like, whole fucking box. How much you eat?
Where's the peanut butter?
I'm like, so people don't know, but the cells in Billerica were so small,
and
you were locked in all the time. So when your cellmate had to take a shit, you would stand up at the cell window.
I never did.
No,
this one here is like, he'd hang out on the toilet. Yeah. What's wrong?
I used to
give me the magazine.
I'd be like this. That smells pretty good. What'd you eat?
I used to say, poor Steve, he's locked in a cell with Bundy. Who's sitting on the shit and just blowing it.
We had a good time.
I thought the Max was a better time. That was more recreational. Use
it was wreck.
Yeah,
we had some fun out there. That bucket.
How about when you were across the on the second? I was across throwing the fucking lines across.
We'd be like, then
the cop came and said, whatever it is,
over.
The cop said, just stop throwing the lines back and forth and yelling.
I'll bring it over.
Whatever
for
it is, I'm going to put it in an envelope and I'll give it to you.
No
so
way.
So Stevie puts like five Suboxone in the envelope. The cop looked at it, brought it over, gave it to me.
I sent it right over to him. The guy was like, I don't get that. It's funny. But he's like,
He just didn't want to see the fucking lines everywhere.
He was in cell like 31 though. I'm on the second tier, like 15. So it was a haul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Getting
it wasn't easy.
Up.
It was definitely not easy.
Were you guys co-defendants or almost co-defendants?
No, allegedly. Those are
the old. That's been a long time ago, right?
Statute of limitations.
I remember the gas station story. Yeah, the statute of limitations is that right? The gas station.
That was years ago
when they got Bundy fucking eating the Snickers bar on camera. You got away, right?
Yeah, like,
I remember that one.
Oh my God, you were Bundy.
Yeah, I don't know how they put one and one together.
No,
because that gas station was about 2 miles from the fucking scene.
Hey,
two and two together.
The best was, I don't even know where it was, but he was like, Bundy backs up and he's doing his thing. He get all like, he'd be like, he owned, like it was his company. He owned the place.
Yeah, marching
around the truck, kicks the thing on the
He'd have like a yellow reflective vest. Yeah, Bundy would dress up.
He's like this, hey, with the shirt. Pulling on the shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so what happened with that one? I remember.
Which one?
Maine. Oh,
not the Maine. The Maine one was real. I just had to pay a fine.
You got shit. $2,500. What was that one with the gas station? You eating the Snickers bar, filling up
that was in that was in Salem. That was in Salem, New Hampshire.
Listen to me. I'm going to say this much. How I get out of there, there was a...
Oh, that's the one you...
With the limousine. I know that.
No, you ran.
I ran to some place and the fucking... There was a guy with a...
Well, first off, why were you running? What happened? Why? You're in the place hooking up the fucking shit. What happened?
What did I? Oh, no, because there was somebody in the building. There was somebody in the building or something like that. No, that's what
you would know. You jumped the fence in the back and somebody was there. So you jumped it and you took off and ran.
Yeah, you had already came in. I'm like, this one here drove in and drove out. I didn't even see him.
Right.
I'm like this. I'm like, what the fuck?
It was a bunch of trailers, brand new trailers.
But I ended up getting a ride from a guy in an ambulance, I think, or something. Some guy gave me a ride out of there. How did I get out of there?
I don't know, but you called me probably like 45 minutes later. He said, I'm over here. Come pick me up.
Was it you that got me out of there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was? All right. I used his phone. That's what it was. I used the guy's phone. I was like, buddy, can you give me, let me use your phone? He's like, I guess. I'm like, buddy, where the fuck are you?
Come get me. Middle of the winter, though.
Freezing.
Yeah.
Me and Steve, we got into a thing today with somebody on my street. See the video? Did you see my Instagram today?
That guy was a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that guy was an asshole. Some guy come bombing down my street. And it's like they were doing some construction on the I'm off a main street, Broadway Street. And so they realized, you know, they couldn't go straight because the road was shut down. So they're taking a right on my street and they're flying by my house and it's a dead end. So they're fucking bombing by.
All day.
And we're like, look at this asshole doing fucking, you know, 60 miles an hour on a fucking. So then they got to turn around and come back. So he stood in front of the truck and the guy was.
Because there's kids in that street.
Yeah, guy was a fucking dirtball and we had some words and it wasn't, you know.
You know what's so crazy?
It almost escalated.
I'm going to take that barrel. There's a barrel across the street. I'm going to put it right in the middle of your road at the top of the street. And you will not see one person go down there because you know why? They're going to see the orange barrel and them idiots will just keep going.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? They'll just assume it. That's more construction and keep going.
See, I don't think that much, you know?
Sometimes you got to do the thinking for the idiots. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes you gotta,
you learn a lot from a dummy.
Yeah, you got to get them where you want them to go sometimes. Seriously.
I remember Stevie, you know, in jail, he was always in trouble, like all of us, right? We're always...
I'm not going to lie. I'd probably be dead if it wasn't for Barica. That place was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, many times it saved me too. Yeah.
Rescue, a place to go. There was a place to go and cool off for a little while.
And get healthy.
Yeah, get healthy, work out.
The free weights. The food was good there. You ate good in there.
No drugs, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they took away the contact visits, I remember I was there and I could hear them drilling. And it was like a, rumor. Like, no, they're going to put plexiglass in. And like, yeah, no way. And then I was like, hearing like all this noise. I'm like, no fucking way, you know.
There goes all the drugs.
And then at first they put the screens and then we figured out how to get stuff through the screens and having people put in straws and blow it in your mouth and then eventually
kinds of ways.
There's all kinds of stuff all then the plexiglass I remember one time I had a girl come up and she had like 4 Xanax and a piece of gum in her mouth and she kissed me and I swallowed it and there was like 4 Xanny bars and it didn't hit me and the next day they had to take me to court or like Shattuck and they put me in, and all day like I wasn't feeling it yet all of a sudden I'm leaving Shattuck and I'm gone right and they put me in the back of the bus and back then it's not like the bus is on now it was like wide open you know and I passed out and when I woke up the bus was painted like a light blue. And when I woke up, I'm looking at my hands and there's just paint chips all over the handcuffs and my hands. And I'm looking around and like, my name's all gouged all over the side of the thing. I'm fucking like, what the fuck?
Mikey was here.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Steve Picard move. Yeah, whenever Steve Picard would get in a cell, you know Stevie?
I know. Yeah.
Whenever Stevie Picard would get in a cell, no matter where it is, Concord,
he still does it now.
He still does it to this day.
Writes his name on the wall.
No, he writes. Mike Lee was here. Lowell number one. Mill City. Yeah, oh. Mike Lee. Now it's probably Bean Shooter, and people will see me and be like, "Dude, I was in a cell. You were in." I'm like, "Please, do you really think I'm gonna write like Lowell number one?" And fucking Mill City in my life. Dude, come on. I'm not fucking 15, you know? But going back to you, Stevie, I remember the one of your finer moments in corrections.
I know what you're going to say. That wasn't my fault, though.
No. You were in the thick of it.
I threw the first pitch.
You were in the thick of it. The restraint chair and everything. Have you been, Bundy, you ever been in a restraint chair?
No.
Too big for it.
Never,
right?
Yeah.
That's college fans.
Come down and
space.
Gas him and bring his
guy. Yeah, shoot him with pellets. But the restraint chair is it's a tough thing. I've been in it many times. And I remember they'd keep me in it for 4 hours. And after 2 hours, they'd have to come in. And you're cuffed behind your back. And your legs are put together like this. And then they put these things. It's like a seatbelt. That's like an X across your chest. They pull it. So it pushes down on your hands and your shoulders. And it's just, all your limbs fall asleep. So after 2 hours, they got to release it. And they give you 5 minutes for each limb because, you know, you fall asleep.
They got a nurse there the whole time.
Yeah, and they videotape it. They're like, and then when they're done, they're like, "We're going to take you out of the chair." And they're saying, "Are you going to follow all the rules?" And I'd always say the same thing every time. Does anybody say no at this stage of the game? You know what I mean? Basically agree to any fucking conditions. You lay out for me just to get me out of this fucking thing. But yeah, Stevie was involved in a notorious, I'd say, prison riot. But it wasn't a riot. It was in the Cambridge jail.
All I did was
ruined it.
No, I did not ruin it. That's I had an argument with the cop. It was that escalated to more. But my issue was the fucking I forget what it was. Oh, they fucking the swine flu. That what it was. There was guys. They like had all these sick guys.
I used the swine flu to get out of jail.
They had all these sick guys across from us, and I'm like, dude, these guys are all quarantined with masks on. What the fuck are they doing over here? Screw. And then I don't even know, but it got out of control.
What'd you get for that? 5 years?
No, I got three and 2 years probation.
Really?
Yeah. Bad day of jail, I guess.
And you did the whole three?
Well, I get off for a little while. I was out for like 4 years on the methadone clinic, fucking the whole shebang. And then I got grabbed for something else.
Yeah.
But my probation officer used to come by and he'd be like, "Your license is suspended. You're not driving, are you?" I'd be like, "Why would I be driving? Look at my truck. It's out there with leaves. I should throw leaves on it. Make it look like you've been sitting in the car a long time." Dude, he was smart, though. He'd come by. He'd run his hand across the hood on the way by. Yeah. You know what I mean? Trying to see if it was warm. And I'd be like, "This fucking guy's for real. Look at this guy." He'd leave. And then he'd be like, he'd always want to talk to my aunt. She's like 87 years old, but I would never let him get near her alone. You know what I'm saying? I'd always be like, never. Because then he would, you know, because she's not going to lie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I'm there, I can kind of direct the conversation.
Yeah.
He'd leave, I'd hop in the car and be gone. Take right home.
But back to the riot. Like, all right, tell us what happened, Steve.
I don't know the
damage that was caused was, I mean,
that
it was
wasn't
all over the news.
Me though. That wasn't me. That was fucking Agneta, all the guys on the other side. They were trying to throw a fucking 2x12 out the window from the bench. I'm like, these guys.
The 18th floor?
Dude, that would have been serious.
Killed someone.
Killed somebody. They just wild out and then they took
And it flooded out the whole building, right?
Oh, he was blowing the sprinklers off the wall, off the ceiling. All he went right down the tier.
Every sprinkler head they smashed
off. That was
off.
Like the 18th floor. They didn't know what to do. Because the water was just going.
Yeah.
It was just
heat. You can't shut them sprinklers off, and he hit every one of them.
I remember taking us out in the elevator. We're all handcuffed, and the fucking water was coming through the elevator. And the cop standing there, he's like, "This should be hazardous pay."
Yeah, I remember there was fucking helicopters.
They tore that place up.
Yeah, that was a big, you know, I knew you were there, and I said, yeah, he's definitely in the thick of this. Agneta, too.
Okay, me, Dave Agneta, and what's his name? Canada. Remember Black in Canada?
Keith D. Canada?
Yeah.
There's no, really? That's his, no, no, what was that?
No, it's not Keith. That's his. Yeah, Keith D. Rebecca.
Yeah. I remember that kid, the big mulatto kid.
Small kid, skinny kid.
Oh, this was another Canada, but it Woobin. They're all Woobin kids. No,
because his aunt works at Woobin Court.
Yeah.
Like one of them or something like that. The young kid.
Yeah.
It was me, him, and Dave Agnetta. They took us from out of there to Barica. They had motorcycles behind us the whole way, stopping the intersections, going like this. We're in big trouble.
You got indicted for that too, right?
All of us did, yeah. I was looking at like a year.
What Agnetta get?
He's going to be out by now. I don't know.
No, he had 10 years that left. When we were there, he had 10 years
he
left.
He was wrapping up. Listen, he tells so many stories.
Really?
He got a 10 to 12 in 2000 and 10 when I did.
Was it?
Yeah, so he's out. He's on the streets.
Really?
Not, yeah, probably, I would think.
He did a rough bid.
Yeah, I mean, you weep what you sow today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you know.
You choose to, I don't care how fucked up you are, you still gotta remain.
Yeah, he pulled a lot of stunts. I never talked to him because I heard he ratted on a case. And then I was in the hole with him. And he'd always get the Boston Herald and he'd pass it over to my cell right away.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
And then he'd fucking like snatch the cop's radio off his belt and smash it in the cell. And he just kept doing shit.
Did, you're right.
Yeah, he just kept doing shit like this. And it, you know, he kind of, you know, I ended up warming up to
him. The cop would be like,
after a while,
listen, can I get my radio back? I got three kids at home. They would be like, no.
I remember they
probably going to need a job.
Snatched the cop's radio one night. It was like 2 a.m. He got his hand out the trap somehow. And I remember other cops, I was somewhere.
No, he's going by and the key went just like this, pulled it right off his belt.
There was all over the jail, the cops were coming up to me like he was screaming in the thing like, Mike Lee, come in. Come in, Mike Lee. And cops are like sleeping over in the dorm like, what the fuck is going on? He's screaming.
He was like fighting the gym and everyone's like, it's 3 a.m. What are you talking about?
There was a lot of fun times. One of the craziest things this kid Agnetta did. He got MRSA. You know what MRSA is, Justin? It's a bad staph. It's methicillin-resistant staph, you know, aurea or aureus, whatever it is. And it's this bad, bad fucking infection.
It's like ringworm on steroids.
Yeah, like pus comes out. So he's got a MRSA infection on his arm. And he was certifiable, you know. He doesn't tell the COs or the nurses about it. For like a month, like pus is oozing out of that. So then one day he comes, we're in the hole, we're in lower report, and he's out on his hour rec, and he comes over to my cell, he goes, check this out, and he squeezes his forearm. And as he's squeezing it, the skin's coming up between his fingers, and he lets it go, and it looked like Play-Doh. Like it just stayed like that. And I'm looking at him, and I go, dude, they're gonna cut your fucking arm off. Like you got gangrene or something. I never seen no shit like that. So they take him to the hospital, it's like, fucking emergency surgery. He comes back. He has to go back for surgery the next day. So they tell him, you know, you can't eat for 24 hours. You can't have any liquids. Dude, the cops don't know. It's 6 a.m. They're passing out pancakes. He goes, hey, any extra trays? I'm like, this kid is fucking mental, right? So the cop's like, yeah. So he slams 2 trays of pancakes. He's like, any more milks over there? He drinks like 8 milks. He goes into surgery and they're like, did you have anything to eat or drink? You know, only clear liquids? Yeah, nope, nothing. Haven't eaten, you know. Fucking 2 days or whatever. They put him under. He almost dies. The food fucking comes up into his throat.
Yeah.
The cops come back. They're like, dude, that kid's a fucking complete fucking idiot. He almost died in the hospital today. But another thing he could do is get out of the restraint chair.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
I don't know how he could wheeze. He was like Houdini.
Double jointed shoulders or something.
Yeah, he could pop his shoulders out because you can't get out of that thing well. Apparently you can. He got out of it and smashed it to pieces. How could you not like that kid? You know what I mean?
No, he was just nuts. He was just douchey. You're like, what the fuck?
Did he cut up to him? Remember he put the hole in the ceiling? He crawled through the ceiling. He almost got out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
They sent the dogs and everything in the ceiling to get him.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, they put a little dog up there.
He was running down the
beach. Fighting his way.
They put a little dog. Someone said he was all dust. Place is built in the 1900s. It's like 100 years of dust.
Something
there.
Chewing in asbestos on the fucking pipes in the ceiling.
Yeah, he might be dead now. He didn't last that 10 years.
Yeah. No, I'm sure he got out. I'm sure he did. He got some money, though. I don't know what happened.
His mother and father died.
Yeah.
What were they, checking him into the max? Running him for his sneakers or something?
Fucking, he was paying.
Yeah.
He was paying. They were partying the whole way.
Yeah. Yeah, he was paying for it, too.
Yeah, that sucks.
Someone told me they give that shit out now up there. Like, it's in the midline.
Suboxone.
Yeah, and there's all the shit.
Everything, yeah.
It's no fun anymore. It's no fun anymore. It's better when you got to fucking, smuggle it in and visits and fucking.
Work for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's no fun anymore.
Make it happen, dude.
The craziest thing now is when you see guys get out of jail, they just look like they've been on the street.
Really?
I know.
It's that bad. Before, you'd see a guy get out and you'd be like, you could tell, hey, that guy just, guarantee you, that guy just got out. You know, he's swole.
These guys that have been in since freaking Suboxone was even.
Yep.
They're on it too, right? They've been in since the 70s. They're on Suboxone.
Yeah. Methadone too. They give you methadone too.
It's a way to fucking control you.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
They let it all in for as long as they. Yeah. You're right, Bundy. You're right about that. That's a fact. Yeah. They do. And they say like this, shutting and all that. I remember when Hernandez hung himself. We were fucking locked in for so long. It was like, what the fuck? Couldn't get nothing.
He was smoking that deuce all day.
It was so weird.
Him fucking nuts.
Remember we were out the weekend and Monday morning they were like locked in. We're like, for what? They're like, rah. I'm like, that was fucking 3 days ago.
Yeah, he's long gone.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's fucking, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, you guys were up there when that happened, huh?
That was kind of a gay reason to lock us in, though.
Neil
people Gillis were dying on every block.
Rest in peace, Neil Gillis.
Good Charlestown kid right there. It was like 3 days before. I went in the cell from the hole. Then he came. We were cellies. They came Monday morning, shook the whole place down. There was a fucking knife in the fucking underneath the bed. We both went back. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
In the riot, when the kids were in front of the cell, they break the window, so they broke our window.
Yeah.
And they're hitting the ceiling in front of the cell. And all you see is these metal fucking spikes coming down. They're shanks. They've been up there fucking 10 years.
Wow.
And they're all falling down on the fucking.
That was crazy. That place is fucking. Now it's like not even.
No, everybody's locked in now.
I bet.
No TVs up there. Everything's tablets. All the TVs are gone. Everybody has tablets.
I heard that they have tablets. So you just watch that thing?
Yep, that's it. No TVs.
They just give you a Suboxone and methadone and your tablet.
See you in 25.
Eat some Roman noodle soups.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No
TVs.
Nothing. Nope.
Oh, them old guys that have been there since the 70s. I'm like, the fuck is this?
Yeah. Grandfather then. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Like Andy Kilburn.
That law went out the window.
Imagine telling him. Kilburn, we need a TV.
Neil Gillis, your brother Matty, and his girlfriend Nicole all went to a Red Sox game, and I still got the picture. They're all dead now, man. Matty passed away. His brother's girlfriend passed away, and Neil passed away. And I once every
Neil, right?
Yeah,
from Charlestown.
Yeah,
he was a good kid.
He was the best, and usually around this time, it was like September, October, right before the playoffs. So it always pops up in my memories. And whenever I do, I get that picture. It's all of us like this. I'm like, wow, man.
Crazy.
And they're all so much younger than me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How old was your brother?
32.
Yeah. Neil was young, too.
His girlfriend was like a year
probably
later.
36.
I didn't know Neil was about. That's crazy.
Yeah. How old was Nicole?
I think she was 33. A year later, like 15 months later, it was just
the same place.
Yeah,
really?
Same house, same spot. Nuts.
Yeah,
it sucks.
That's fucking crazy, man. So another thing. This podcast is being sponsored. I forgot to mention that by TK Mechanical. Kevin McClowney. He actually got us this job where the guy didn't want to pay us.
I know, that was just so weird.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, this guy was really trying to stroke us, so we had to call up TK Mechanical and say,
"Hey, there all day, too.
You're gonna pay us for this job, and you can chase this guy around for the money."
Listen, this is a far ride, dude.
Little does this guy know. I could put him on blast on fucking social media and fucking throw his phone number up there, and he'd get about 9,000 calls in 10 minutes to fucking pay us. But I can't be doing that. I'm going to get in trouble doing that.
I know, dude. Because I talked to the guy. I was like,
we got to talk about that. Did I tell you about that? The fucking the Trump thing? Oh my God, this is fucking complete and utter madness.
Oh my God.
So we're doing a vinyl siding job, and there's a company that supplies some things. Got it. I'm trying to leave it out for the guy, because I can't. Can I get in trouble for what I did? No, I can't.
No, I don't think so.
It's you not didn't extortion, is it?
No.
No, I'm not. Yeah. This guy's delivering some stock, right? So the guy's got this real pissy attitude. So the day before, somebody tries to take Trump's head off, as everybody on the planet knows, right? So his worker pulls up. He's this crabby guy. You know, he gets out and he's got an attitude. And
piece of shit.
Yeah. And I had on the bean shooter shirt that looks like the Trump thing. It says bean shooter 2024 like a gent. But people always look and they think, you know, it's a Trump shirt. So that guy looks at my shirt. Ah, fucking fuck Trump. I go, buddy, how do you know who the fuck I like and who I don't like? I can just tell. They tell by your shirt you're a fucking Trump guy. I wish that guy didn't miss. So I'm like, I mean, you got to be a complete asshole to say that.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, like, buddy, what do you... First off, you have a reputable company. And you're the face of this company, and you're here delivering stock, and you say that. So, I take a video with the company's name and phone number on it, and I'm like, this is a bold strategy for a company to pull up and say they wish ex-president got fucking murdered yesterday, and the guy didn't miss. So now, I says to Stevie, watch this. You know, within about 10 minutes... the owner of this company is going to be calling. Because I know, you know, that, you know, on my Snapchat, my Instagram, you know, it's got a few followers now. And I know they're fucking people are nuts. The guy calls. He's got him on the phone. He's like, hey, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, you know? And he goes, people are threatening me. And Stevie goes, well, Trump's a popular guy. I don't know
what went on. I can't, like, what does that have to do with the gutters, though, bro? I'm like, we're working in the hood. There's all kinds of wackos running around here. How do you know that worked for me? You know?
And like, so, yeah.
It was somebody you were with, he said.
Oh, my God. So now, I checked my DMs the other day, and... there was one from the guy's wife who owns a company, like, please, please take that down, you know. So now the guy gets my number and he's calling me. Now it's 2-3 hours later. Now I get a call from Steve and he says the owner of the company is here at the job site. And he didn't pay me yet. We won't get into the payment details, but let's just say the price was dramatically. As long as the post was taken down. So I pull up with Bundy. I go, what's up, buddy? He's like, listen, man, please, please. Like, you know, my wife's scared to go home. I go, hey, I don't know about that. He goes, we have grandkids. We don't want to go home. We're getting calls. I go, well, what are you doing, buddy? With your fucking your partner there pulling up to the job, saying something like that? That's kind of a crazy thing to say, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking that shit with your number blasting on the side of the truck. I go, I'm sure you probably already found out, but I got a pretty big social media.
You hit him with the, he represents you.
Yeah, I said he represents you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The truth, though. I think he got fired.
Yeah, I said
it's the
he.
Truth.
Yeah, he's the face of your company. I said he represents you, and so then the guy was basically like, you know, hey, you know, please, and you know, I'll, you know, you'll get the stock for you know what I pay for it type of deal, and please, and I, you know. And now, as the guy's talking to me, his phone's just ringing. He's he starts answering the phone like this. Trump 2024, click, hanging up, putting the phone down. And people were telling me he was answering the phone like that. So, I mean, after it was a joke after that. And then, you know, we shook hands and I took it down off my thing. But it was kind of going crazy, you know. So that was, I got a good deal on the on the stock. That was fucking, that was crazy though. Imagine saying that. Imagine coming up and saying that. Like,
I know.
I go, you know, because like, he saw the bean shooter shirt, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's why he was like, that was a Monday too, wasn't it? It was Monday morning.
I was on the plane coming back from Florida when someone texted me that Trump just got shot, and nobody on the plane knew. We were delayed, and there was no TVs on and nothing.
Next day to you.
Yeah, he didn't even know. The next day, like noon, I'm calling him. He's like, what? I go, dude, like, where are you in life? You have no idea that Trump got shot yesterday.
I don't want
you. Like, yeah, but so yeah, I was on the plane. I'm like, wow, that would have been a great thing to get up and make that announcement. You know what I mean? And film it. Like, I didn't think that would have been some good content. But I met a girl on the plane next to me. She was really cool. I think it was Amanda was her name. She was cool, and she was next to me, and I told her that Trump just got shot. And, you know, we went back and forth, and right away she showed me that picture. Tucker Carlson was the first one to post it. So she followed all these people on social media. So obviously, you know where she stood, and it was that, you know, that iconic picture. And I was like, wow, give me that. And I put it on my Instagram right away with the I'm glad I didn't do Many Men by 50 Cent because everybody fucking did that. I put the DMX song. We're not going anywhere. We right here. And I put that on my Instagram. And so she's like, oh, that's your Instagram. And then she looked at my my page. And she's like, wait a minute. Like 30 people I know follow you. Wait a minute. My fucking husband's brother. I go, yeah. He's going to get a lot of that. Fucking. But she was really cool. She ended up being a school teacher. And out around here. Out around Braintree. Somewhere around here. South Shore, and she was good people, and that flight flew by, you know, because it was like, you know, this crazy thing, you know. I mean, nothing's happened like that. I mean, and, you know, I'm fucking old, right? 81, I think. I remember Reagan. Do you remember Reagan getting shot, Steve? Yep. You're a little younger. Yeah. Me and Bundy. I remember that day, just like you'll remember this fucking day forever, Justin, you know?
Yeah.
With Trump getting shot like that.
Is that like, that guy's time? Out of jail, you know.
What?
The one who shot Reagan?
Oh, Hinckley.
Hinckley. Yeah, he's out of jail.
I think Chapman's out too, the one who shot Lennon.
Really?
That fucking wacko, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, imagine if he didn't turn his head and it was like fucking the Kennedy thing. Like everyone's watching, especially now.
Half inch away.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That fucking lucky bastard, huh?
Yeah, God.
Bad shot.
Someone was looking fucking out for him.
Yeah. How many shots?
I heard he got off like five or six, but I don't know what to believe. Yeah. Do you know how many shots he got off?
They said he got off a couple.
Yeah. And then
they said it was eight shots.
And man, wow. And listen, I'm not no conspiracy theorist, but how's a kid like that get up on a roof, a football field away from fucking Donald Trump and fucking line him up in his sights and pull the trigger?
I know.
That's fucking
nuts. No history at all, too.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's how's a fucking. You see the pictures of the kid? Kid's a fucking idiot.
Everything you've ever looked up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but that whole thing stunk. But he got lucky. Now who? Now I don't know. I don't know. Does Kamala Harris win? Does Trump win?
No, Trump's gonna.
What do you think?
Kamala sucks.
Yeah, come on. Who do you think wins, Justin?
Hopefully Trump. Yeah, Trump's definitely gonna win.
Yeah, you think?
They could have passed off Biden getting another 80 million votes.
No way.
Pass somebody else off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but she's fucked up, too.
I just won't believe Trump's going to get elected until he does. Because, you know, so many people hate the guy. You know what I mean? And I just think he's such a character and just funny. And he's got balls. So.
He's winning in all the polls.
Yeah. I don't know. They're saying now, maybe not. But I look at the betting odds, you know. And he's still a slight favorite. I think 60-40 over her right now, which is a pretty, you know, pretty decent.
Biden's vice president. I don't watch this
show. Yeah. Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Well, she's Stevie, horrible. Stick with us. Horrible. Stevie, stick with us.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a big Trump fan, but since I watched that guy Jason Scoop, his snaps, I kind of like Trump.
Yeah, Trump's awesome.
I don't know who it is. Jason Scoop.
Well, he does all. He does all them politicians. He does actually Mitch McConnell. He does Biden. He does Trump the best though.
Really?
Yeah. He's pretty good at him.
I got an old Snapchat of Trump. I got to find it where he's like, Biden shot. You know it, right? He's shot. You know, and it's just fucking funny. Like, he's shot out, you know? But yeah, who knows, man? It just seems like September's a long way off. Like, if they would have had that fucking debate a month before, it just would have been a landslide for Trump, because that was just, no. You know, all his, hey, they all turned on Biden pretty quick, though, huh?
Yep.
The Hollywood elite turned on him quick.
Clearly, good. He's not. What the,
no.
Stevie, sucks. What do you think, on another note, what do you think of the Karen Reed case?
I don't know who that is.
Karen Reed, huh?
Who's that?
Not guilty.
I don't watch TV, but
someone ran over the cop.
Stevie.
I don't watch TV. Really? I have no idea who that is.
This is fucking crazy.
I don't watch TV.
How about Sandra Birchmore?
Maine? I'm just telling you. Off I don't the watch. Grid. Well, definitely off the grid. I don't watch the news. That's just negative.
This was, no, this was a big, big case around Boston. Her boyfriend was a Boston cop, and she just got like a hung jury. She got they said the jury was not guilty for the murder. Said yeah. She backed into him on the front lawn, and there was a lot of funny things with the case that didn't add up.
Yeah. Who's your lawyer?
I don't know, but he's a good she's lawyer. Banging him.
Wait, this is like
Jeffrey. What? No, what was his name?
Alan Jefferson.
Alan. Yeah, Alan Axel, Jefferson. Oh, he was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. He was good. Yeah, but yeah.
I have not heard that the first.
Well,
time
listen, you got to Google it. Here's another name you're going to be hearing about: Sandra Birchmore. If they don't charge these cops or that cop with fucking killing her, then something's wrong, man. Something's wrong. You know, that I can't believe it isn't all over the place like it should be. You know.
That's in Massachusetts too?
Yeah. I'll tell you about that on the way home. What else we got? We got football's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, about time.
I'm going to say this now. Kansas City Chiefs repeat.
Again? Yeah, I bet you're right about
what
that.
What do you think? Yeah, I know. Now you know how everyone else felt with the Patriots, right? That's how everyone else felt about us. Same way, though, like Travis Kelce with the fucking vax and all that. And I mean, I can't say nothing bad about Taylor Swift because her fans are fucking dangerous. But I don't want to think the bean shooter people are bad with the phone numbers. Let me say something bad about her. They'll fucking burn me at the stake. No, but yeah, just the whole thing gets tiring, right? Mahomes, his brother, his fucking girlfriend, Brittany Mahomes, and now Kelce with the Taylor Swift. But I think the NFL definitely wants them to win again because, the whole Taylor Swift thing, it brings in a lot of new fans from the NFL. You know, all these Swifties are all watching the game to see her in the fucking box, and it's just ad revenue goes through the roof. Views, it's a huge fucking win for the NFL, and you know, barring any type of serious injury, I think the Chiefs repeat rather easily. Patriots, man, rebuilding stage. Jared Mayo, we'll see what happens there. Kind of sucks, you know, over the last 20 years and watching the fucking Patriots. Like, when did it start? Oh, like 22 years or whatever it was, right? Where they were. Had an unbelievable fucking run. And
had
now,
a good run.
Now it's just like,
you'll never see anyone do that again.
No. No.
No.
No way.
Not in our lifetime.
No way. No. Tom Brady, man. I couldn't watch him in Tampa Bay either. But, yeah, it's passing the torch now. It's fucking, it's Mahomes, you know? And Kelce, as much as I can say, you know, he's annoying with the Taylor Swift and everything. Guy's the best tight end in the history of fucking football. The guy's shattering every fucking record. He holds every record now, right? Yeah. The guy's fucking. And it always seems like he's fucking wide open over the middle, right? It's like, how is this guy fucking wide open over the middle? But I'm still excited for football season, you know? It's always a good time. You know, every Sunday looking forward to it. It's not like baseball or basketball. Especially if you want to bet on games here and there. Like baseball, basketball, there's games on every night. So you got to be a real degenerate to be betting every day with that. But like football, it's kind of cool. You can look at the games. Oh, who you like this week? Oh, you know, I like, you know, Kansas City minus fucking 35.5 and, you know, shit like that. Detroit Lions, I'd like to see them make another nice little run. You know, that was cool. You know, they sucked for so long. I like to see them, you know, do something. And other than that. That's about it. It's a slow time of year. You know, there's no hockey right now. There's no basketball. It's just baseball. How about the Olympic team? I mean,
they almost lost to South Sudan.
South Sudan?
They don't even have a basketball court in South Sudan. That's a fact.
Did you see that?
No.
Bundy, look at that.
Really?
Fucking Olympic team. LeBron James, all these guys. Almost lost to South Sudan. Like, LeBron made a layup with, like, 2 seconds left to win. Dude, these guys are like... shooting into like the old metal trash cans we used to have and fucking.
Yeah, and they won?
They came close.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it tonight.
And then like the next game, we won by like 2 or 3 points or 4 points, favored by like 14 or 16 or something like that.
Yeah, they were just taking it easy on them.
Fucking never be another dream team either. You know? You know, can't touch that. They can talk all the shit they want, but look at the difference. That team was fucking unreal, and no one was coming close to them, especially not fucking South Sudan. You know?
Steve, you all right over there?
Mm.
All right. We got a long ride back. It's been a long day. Stevie fought me out in the parking lot. He didn't want to do this.
No.
He was he wanted a shower. I said, Stevie, you look like a million bucks, you know? He actually
you
took
look
a,
good.
He
so took comes a guy that just rode around today. Come down here.
He,
you know what I mean? I'm like, this guy at work.
He took a bird bath with the cooler.
Pour the cooler over his head.
Ice cold water out in the parking lot of the pizza joint. I go, what are you doing? Taking a shower.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was like, I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
It is what it is. You know, Stevie, I appreciate you coming on. I know you didn't want to.
I'll come back at again.
I know. It was a long day. You didn't want to come on, but I'm glad
you
did.
The last thing I want to do after working until freaking 8 at night, then you just come on a podcast, but whatever. You know,
yeah. It is what it is. I owe you.
No more. You know what I mean? Not like this ever.
Nice.
All right.
I have to take the machete.
Yeah. All right.
You hear that thing when you pull it over?
Yeah. Ching. All right. That's it. 31 in the books.
31,
Bundy. Oh, listen. So this is how Bundy always looked in prison. Let's pan to Bundy.
No, he looks different.
No, talk about the head. The hairdo.
Oh, yeah.
Bundy was always bald.
Yeah.
So there was a wrestler.
More guys than I do.
I like it bald.
You were trying to kill him before.
Yeah, yeah. There was a wrestler, King Kong Bundy. And that's how he got the nickname, not Ted Bundy.
Definitely not the skeleton.
So listen to this before we wrap it up. I get a message on my Instagram, so I never look at my DMs because there's like hundreds of them. And I don't know why it comes in like hidden requests, hidden messages. I don't know why, you know. So I'm looking the other day, just scrolling through it, because last time I did it like 3 months ago, there was a thing from Barstool Sports from a year and a half before asking for permission to use one of my videos. Year and a half.
Really?
Year and a half, yeah. So I did the permission thing and never heard anything, but it was a message that says, hey, Bean Shooter, you got the coolest CO in the game, corrections officer in Massachusetts, trying to send you a mugshot of young Shooter.
Did I show you this?
No. Oh, my God. So she goes, please accept my request. And it was from like a month or two ago. I don't know when it was from. So I accept it. And she goes, oh, you know, if you finally accept my thing, da da da. And she sends me a fucking mugshot of me when I'm like 25 years old. I'll show you in a minute, Justin.
Should we put it in the episode?
What?
Yeah.
That
was 25?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I look like I'm about 15.
You look like you're fucking 12.
Yeah. So then I click on her Instagram.
Smoke show.
Yes. And I said to her, and I think she's married, I looked at her Instagram very intently. I said, I've never seen a prison guard like you, and she didn't feed into the small talk. But she was really cool. You know, she was really cool. And I wanted to put it on my Instagram, but you could kind of see, like, the little circle where her name is, and the last thing I want to do is put something on there,
right,
and this girl gets in trouble, like the DOC, like, what are you doing going on the computer and sending people pictures? I mean, maybe she wouldn't, but I'm gonna have to crop that out or do something before I post it, if I do it all. But it was weird seeing that, and it made me realize how fat I am now and out of shape, you know. So thanks a lot. I can't say her name, but yeah, she's the best. And that was a really cool thing. So then I'm like, can you get some old D reports? Of course you can, right?
Oh, yeah. No shit.
Right?
Yeah,
that's all on the computer, like the six-part folder and everything. So I messaged her again. I said, hey, can you get some old D reports? And I haven't heard back from her, so I hope to hear back from her. But, yeah, there's that. So, all right, that's 31 in the book. Stevie, thanks again. I know you didn't want to come on, and I had to really plead with you, but
yeah,
I appreciate it, man.
Is he still open downstairs for food?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Them fucking Albanians.
Nothing closes. It should say it's open late down here.
Yeah, yeah, they're good.
Those Albanians.
They're good.
Love those.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys are the best. Those guys are the best. Pizza Maria and Braintree. The best. All right, Justin, Mr. Bundles.
Yeah.
People, what do you think of the Bundy haircut now? I'm going to have to do that soon, huh? I'm
at
I'm at that stage of the game, right?
Yeah.
Going to have to...
I don't know. It's either that or hair plugs.
Ready?
I don't see that happening.
Right, you got the money for them. You can buy them.
31 in the books.